Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Bob Glynn, S.J., parochial vicar. It is the Feast of Christ the King, and the readings are from Cycle C.
The celebration of the Solemnity of Christ the King always reminds me of something that happened many, many years ago, and so I plan to inflict that story on you this evening. But it was back when I was in what diocesan priests call seminary, but what Jesuits call theology. So I was at Berkeley studying to be a priest. I'd done all the other 8 years of fun-filled training the Society of Jesus thinks of before that, and now was within striking distance of the goal. And what I discovered was that I kind of really knew most of the stuff that they were teaching, because I had already done a bachelor's in theology and I had done a master's degree in religious education. So this was very dangerous for me, because when I'm bored, I think I'm dangerous. And so I thought, I must come up with something to do, something that involves me somehow getting out of this house and doing something useful. So I would go to Mass. Those of you who have been to Cal Berkeley, where we lived, will know that the Newman Center at Cal has this church. It looks like a tomb. So it made me very tense, so I refused to go there for Mass. So I would go to the parish in Berkeley, which was St. Mary Magdalene, which turned out to be a Dominican parish. Imagine. And I think it was all accidental. But so this particular first Sunday that I went there, they had a sister get up to give a talk about how they needed people to help with this special religious education for adults in the Diocese of Oakland, and that this work would be done at St. Mary Magdalene. I thought, oh, well, that's good, because that's within, I can get there in about half an hour walking, which is grand. So I thought, this is what you should do. You have a degree in religious education. They need someone for special. So I went up and volunteered. Now, I should have realized when I was the only one volunteering that there might be something tricky about this. But I didn't, as always. So I got there, and immediately I was elected the leader. You know, and it's particularly good to be the leader when you don't know what's supposed to go on. But they gave us training. I think it lasted 1 hour. And I learned, to my great relief, that there was a book that came out of Chicago from the Archdiocese that had all the lessons for dealing with special religious education. So it was great. Every lesson was already planned. I just had to somehow coordinate. It was easier said than done, I'll tell you that. Now, in the group, so it was a group of developmentally disabled adults. So they were 21 to 40 in age. And I think we had Down syndrome. There was somebody who kept slamming his head against the wall. I never quite knew what that was that he had. And then autism, okay? And they were very nice people, five or six of them. And the way the lesson was set up, the session, was that you know what a standard Catholic parish hall looks like, right? Stage, steps down, bleak-looking hall. Let me say Mary Magdalene had won the prize for bleakest of halls, because it was in the basement and it was very dark. I hated it, but you know, you just pretend you like things. And so the top part at the beginning, this was all supposed to somehow duplicate the Mass in a way and make, so what the goal was to help developmentally disabled people participate in the Mass, not to get confused or upset, and to feel part of the community and have the community feel that they were part of the group. So it was a very noble aim. And so we were supposed to be vaguely duplicating the Mass. So upstairs was part one. Now, part one I never really got the point of, because part one seemed to me to be arts and crafts. And I am not good at arts and crafts, let me tell you. and when you're the leader. So everyone would come in and they would sit down. And the point of this that the book said was that at the beginning of Mass, before Mass, for 20 to 30 minutes, Catholics get centered and focused on what is going to happen. Now, this was a lie. I have never met Roman Catholics who come in half an hour early and get focused before the Mass. So I thought, okay, well, they don't know, so we'll just go ahead as though this is the truth. But I hated it because I was given this rugged hook. After 2.5 years, I had only gotten 4 strands ever through the damn thing, and that was with help. You know, everyone else did theirs happily, and so we would finish that part. And so there were 6 people, I think. There were 5 development assembly, yes. So there was Lori, who had this cat, Snowball, that had been run over by a Mack truck. And we heard about that every week. I had the story memorized. Then, secondly, we had Patty, who was afraid of stairs. And, of course, we had to go up and down these stairs each time, which caused some chaos. John, who hit his head against the wall. Catherine, who didn't speak. And Mary, who was autistic. And so they were all, though, kind of pleasant in their own way. Mary was the most difficult to deal with in a way because she didn't speak. And when she got excited, she would start going like this. And she would go, hi, 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 hi. And it's all she ever said. All she ever said for 2.5 years, hi, hi, hi. So we would start, and each one of them had a normal functioning Catholic friend. So we would then go down for the second part, which was the Liturgy of the Word. So the Liturgy of the Word involved 1 happy sentence from the Gospel of the coming week. And they were pretty good, I'd say. They came up with good little summary things. And then we would have a song. Now, I am not a singer. You have never seen me sing in here. I only mouth the words to make people happy. All right, but I will lead the song and then make gestures. We all had to do gestures. I considered it a disaster. Everyone else liked it. Then I would go, and I was the leader, I would give a message. So like the message would be one particular week, the kingdom of God is for you. And you'd say the person's name. So, you know, Catherine, the kingdom of God is for you. Patty, the kingdom of God is for you. It was very nice. And then we would go up to the stage again, another disaster, to eat snacks, which was vaguely the Eucharist. Now, Sister Aurora, who was in charge, said, because I said, how do you tell if we're making any progress in this? Because, you know, people weren't going to get better as far as their mental functions were concerned. She would say, what you'll notice is quiet, peace. People will say that they're able to be at Mass, et cetera, et cetera. So this went on every Tuesday for 2.5 years. And we were in this 2.5 year, and Mary, who had always been fairly quiet except for the high and the rocking, was getting more agitated each week. And so we were about 3 weeks before the end. We were coming to the Feast of Christ the King, which ended the term there. And so she started just rocking wildly whenever we had the session where we would go down and say the word and the message. Rocking, 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 and the penultimate time, okay, she was rocking so badly and it knocked over her chair, and her friend, her normal functioning friend Barbara, who was a nurse at Alta Base, finally just kind of took her out of the group. You know, and when I went home that night, I thought, this has been 2.5 years, and Mary is worse than when we began. You know, how has this really done anything? You know, and I am prone not to despair, so I just became depressed. But the final week then, we came in, we had the usual antics upstairs. Patty was just hellish to get downstairs. She was 300 pounds and she kept screaming, carry me, carry me. There was no chance of that. So I was frazzled by the time we finally got down to the group. And it was for the Sunday for Christ the King. And so we'd had the little mess, we had the line from the gospel, whatever it was, we had the little song with the gestures, and now it's time for the message. So I had Patty, Lori, John, Catherine, and then Mary at the far end, with the friend each sitting next to them. So I went down and I started, you know, Catherine, Jesus says to you tonight, because the message always starts, Jesus says to you tonight. Jesus says to you tonight, I love you with my whole heart. And then the friend would always just smile and nod. And then you go on. Well, by the time I had gotten to number two, and Mary was number five, Mary was rocking hell-bent for leather. And I could hear, hi, 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 hi. And I thought, oh, Jesus. By the time I got over to her, kind of the chairs had been kind of scattered and all, but she was still in her chair. And I looked at her friend and I thought, should I do this or not? And she looked, and I thought, I didn't know either. And she was, and she didn't like to be touched. So I thought, okay, it's the last one of the term. I'm going to give it a shot. So I turned and I said, took her hands, which I was very surprised she let me. And I said to her, Mary, Jesus says to you tonight, I love you with my whole heart. And she looked at me and she said, Jesus, Mary says to you tonight, I love you with my whole heart. And in that room where all that craziness often went on, there was not a sound. Because all of us knew when God is present. And that this is what God had been doing in Mary for 2.5 years. I didn't see it. Nobody else saw it. And nobody else would have believed it from the behavior we were seeing. But God found Mary again and again, and finally in a way where the King of Glory stooped down and touched that broken life, that isolated woman who couldn't communicate with anyone, that person whom he loved. Just like on the cross, where the thief could see in his last minute, God's love next to him, and reached out for it, and it was not denied him. And this is the feast of Christ the King who breaks through all the darkness, the lowness, the barriers, and stretches out even from the cross to assure us of the love that is intended for us forever. Long live Christ the King.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.